Here's one from Jessica Hahn. Dear Casey, I live with Hugh Hefner. He's bought me cars, jewelry, furs, and all kinds of designer clothes. Last week, he outdid himself. He took me on a hot air balloon ride and gave me a huge diamond brooch. I want to remind him what a great time he had in that balloon, so could you please play You Got Lucky in the Sky with Diamonds?
It's a seven-hour Detroit Radio Rock Jock reunion. This is Dick Britton with you. The last hour on the air from now till 5 o'clock for WCZY-FM Detroit.
Z95.5.
It's the Detroit Rock Jock Radio Reunion with Bob Green, Big Jim Edwards, Pat St. John, Casey Kasem, Gary Stevens, Scott Regan, Michael Stevens, Specs Howard, and now, here's your host, Dick Britton.
Here I am on the piano. Love these CDs. Boy, they sure start out to real big impact. All right. Anyway, we're here from 9 till 5. Casey Kasem will be with us shortly. He's on the way over to the station right now as we speak, as a matter of fact. 3 after 4 in the afternoon. Join me from WKNR in the old days. Paul, how are you? I haven't seen you in 20 years.
I'm just doing great, Dick. It's great to be here. Oh, you know, well, everyone just looks so vibrant and young.
We're faking it, believe me.
Uh-huh.
Paul, I'm just sorry to hear that your voice hasn't gotten any better.
Yeah. Years. Appreciate that.
This guy had
plastic
a voice
surgery.
And still does that was second only to no one. What are you doing these days, Paul?
I'm not in the radio business at all, like most of us
good.
Aren't.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
I was in radio ownership for quite a while. We sold a radio station. Now I am in the automobile painting business.
Are you whereabouts?
In Peoria, Illinois.
Oh, because I was going to say I have a little nick in my car.
Do you?
Yeah. So I guess I won't be able to.
Special discount for friends.
You're kind of the Illinois version of Earl Shibe, aren't
you? Yeah, exactly.
Right? $39.95 or up to $40.
Mako Auto Painting is the franchise that I bought.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So you haven't played disc jockey in some time then, have you?
Not since, you want to know when?
Sure,
1970.
70, okay, yeah. So 18 years, you feel up to it?
No.
Okay, fine, then I'll introduce
I'll do my best, though.
No, we, what do we have? What's the tune you selected for? Mr. Cannon here to introduce, which one is that?
It's by Gene McDaniels.
Gene, which one is by this, Gene McDaniels?
Well, take a guess.
Oh, I don't want to take a guess.
Without earphones.
No, but it is. It's 100 pounds of clay.
100 pounds of clay. Okay, here are the earphones right here, Paul.
Exactly.
They're the black things that go one on that ear, one on the other one. Okay.
Is that the way it works?
Sure, green side up. You have to retrain them after a while, folks.
It's been a while.
Paul Cannon from Keener and...
Z95.5. Here's Gene McDaniels.
Hey, not bad. But you didn't talk up to hit the post, as they say. You know, the vocal. You want to do that?
Want to back it up again? I'll do it. No, don't bother.
No, it's still playing, though. Okay, fine. Yeah, ankles can do anything, my engineer here. There we go.
There
okay.
You go.
What's the name of this again, Paul?
Oh, no, I forgot already. No, I didn't forget. Gene McDaniels, 100 pounds of clay. Or more, maybe.
Took 100 pounds of clay.
Oh, on Z95.5, that's Gene McDaniels and 100 pounds of clay. Dick, you got it.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you very much. Well done, Paul. Paul Cannon from Keener 13. He was there for, 1963 through 1970. Yeah?
I started WKMH in 1961.
So you were there.
And
before,
I left there to go up in the station in Garden City. Which I don't know what the call is.
Well,
are now.
There was WTAK, would that have been?
WCAR.
It was.
CAR now.
It was.
1090. 1090 the AM, yeah. See, in those days, there just wasn't much FM around. There were really two FM stations, OMC and WLDM.
This
station
was WLDM.
Yeah, that's right. This station was in those days WLDM. Okay, Paul, thanks. Coming up here in just a minute or even two, Casey Kasem.
Security Bank Corp banks present people who only need our no annual fee Visa and Master.
5.5 Saturday morning, May 7th, and Casey Kasem has joined us. Hello, Case.
Dick, how you doing? I haven't slept for 2 days, so I can't account for anything I say or do on this show today.
You never have when you've been on this show. Last time, you're on with Gene, your wife Gene.
That's right. Gene sends her love to you and to Jim and the whole crew
nice.
Here.
That's nice. Jim Oakes, that's right.
That's right.
Sort of our...
Sure, my sound alike.
That's right.
My clone.
And your driver. Didn't he just go to pick
you
up at the hotel?
That's right, he went to pick me up. Yeah, we had a great conversation, all one-sided, all the way here. Hi, Casey. Hi, Jim. All right.
Dylan Casey's again.
I said, this is the number one street we turn on. Going down two notches to number three.
I got to tell you. Casey, how come you haven't slept in 2 days? What's going on?
Let's see. We're working on a fundraiser for Jesse Jackson out there, and we've been on the phones for, I must have made 500 phone calls, my wife and I and a couple others at the house, and we want to do as well there as you guys did for him here.
Yeah, well, Michigan was his big state.
Oh, tell me about it. I couldn't have been more proud.
I didn't know you were involved in this campaign.
Oh, gosh, I was involved 4 years ago. We gave the biggest fundraiser we had at our home.
Is that right?
A private fundraiser, and we want to try and top that this time.
Is that right?
Yeah, okay. He married us 8 years ago. Yeah.
The Reverend Jesse Jackson married you and Jean?
My wife and I,
I didn't realize
by
that.
Jesse 8 years ago.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, son of a gun.
And you know how popular the Jacksons are in the Rocky. We've got Michael.
Reggie and Jesse. That's right. Exactly. Yeah, all right. Case, why don't you do some record for us here?
This is one of my favorite records.
You know the one?
One of my favorite records.
I mean, here's a guy who defines soul. I mean, he is Mr. Soul, and they call him the genius, and here he is with the Raylettes. I'm talking about Mr. Ray himself, Ray Charles, and Hit the Road, Jack.
Yeah.
61.
I think that was
Ray Charles.
That's right, yeah.
60. Where were you in 61?
I was in Cincinnati, WSAI.
61. I was just heading out to the West Coast to do a wild show. In those days, I did a funny show. I did Wild Tracks.
Oh, did you?
And, wrote a show every day, drove one engineer to drinking,
sure.
The other one to smoking heavily.
That's right.
Because I had to hand him a script every
it's
day.
With my engineer is both. That's Ankles, Casey. You've met before.
Oh, yeah.
Now, okay,
you bought me a beer.
That brings up the subject of Casey Kasem and where you were back in those days. You were at, I think, WJLB and WJBK.
That's right. I started out, of course, on WXYZ on the Lone Ranger show as a radio actor in 1950.
Okay.
That was my first big break. And and then I, in 1954, when I came back from the Army, I did some more of those Ranger shows and Sergeant Preston, and was lucky enough to get an announcer's job at WJLB and worked with Frantic Ernie Durham. Ran his records for him and did a nighttime show called Morning Madness, and then I moved over to WJBK as a newsman, and I was doing Clark Reed was on the station then.
Sure. Don
McLeod, who was my mentor. And and Don wanted me to stay there as a newsman. And
Don's daughter, by the way, Casey, calls me every now and then. She listens to us in the morning here. And her dad died, I think, about 4 years ago. Well, I think it was.
I didn't know that. I'm sorry to hear that. He was a great disc jockey, and he was smart enough to know to give me enough leash so that when I made mistakes, instead of pouncing on me and saying, Casey, don't say those things, it was 6 months after I was on the air, he came up to me one day and he said, Casey, he says, look, he says, you've been sounding like me for 6 months now.
Yeah.
He says, if you want to really make it on your own, you've got to really develop your own style.
That's right.
But he was nice enough not to destroy me in the first couple of weeks.
Sure.
And I always thank him for that.
I've always felt, Casey, that copying from, you know, one, let's say, disc jockey, in this case, is plagiarism, but copying from six is research.
That's
so
right.
So if you can kind of spread it around, you know, nobody can pin you down on anything.
Dick,
you know?
You're absolutely right. I borrowed. Yeah. You know who I borrowed from originally? Going way back.
Yes, I do know. You told me this the last time you were here.
Okay.
Is it Arthur Godfrey?
Well, no, not Arthur Godfrey. A baseball announcer in Detroit. And a former championship batter from 1918 to 1919, Harry Heilman.
Oh, Harry Heilman.
Heilman told the greatest stories on radio when the Tigers were playing, and he could tell them over and over again year after year, and that never left my mind. So when I got into radio, I said, I want to tell stories like Harry Heilman.
Is that right?
Yeah,
that's what all happened. Huh?
Yeah,
that's why we have the long distance dedication.
That's right.
We just got a letter in our story in letter form. Huh?
Right. Well, radio does it best. It tells stories,
sure.
And you know, you can make anything as big as you want or as small as you want in radio.
Yeah, that's right. And Casey has just signed a terrific new contract. I want to talk to you about this in just a few minutes, okay? From Z95.5, it's 4:40 in the afternoon. And Casey, you can do the honors in the next song.
Oh boy, here's the longest working family in show business. They've been around, I think, longer than any other act, family act in show business, if not any act. We're talking about Gladys Knight and the Pips, and here they are with one of their great, great songs. This is from 1974, hit number 3.
I think this is recorded in Pine Knob. I think it was.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think so.
What's the title?
Best thing that ever happened?
Thank you.
and smashes in the rock era, but you're the best thing that ever happened to me. I'm Z95.5. This is Casey.
I can't tell if it really isn't it. I'm looking in the opposite direction. Is that really you, Casey?
That's me. You know, I have a tendency to exaggerate slightly when I hear him do it.
Do you?
Because you know what happens? Every now and then I'll catch myself and I'll say, I do sound like Jim.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, Casey. Somebody called me a month or so ago, and they said they heard you being interviewed in Los Angeles on a radio station there, and you were talking about guys around the country who do your voice, your impression and stuff. And the guy, anyway, told me, I don't know if it's true or not, that you said, but the best one that does it is in Detroit.
That's no question about it.
Is that right?
The best, yes.
Well, that's right. It's too bad it's not Jim.
You know, there's several people
you,
do it on TV. Dana Carvey does it.
That's
on,
right.
On Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm. Harry Shearer does
Harry Shearer.
Does
it all
the time. He does a bad one.
Sure, he could do a better one if he'd work at it a little bit.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I do it every day.
Yeah, he does.
And sometimes I even wear a cardigan sweater.
That's right. And his friend Claudia doesn't know who she's dating anymore. All right, back with Casey Kasem on Z95.5 on our 7-hour Detroit Radio Rock Jock reunion after this.
Come on, everybody. Away we go. On a short boat ride to Pablo.
Here. Good morning. I mean, good afternoon. I did it again. Hello, good afternoon. It's 4:29.
For hours now I waited here. Thanks for the memories, and you guys are doing a great job.
Oh, well, thank you.
Listen, I was just wondering if you could do a favor to a friend of ours, Miss Martha, who's 80 years of age, and she would like to hear The Americans by Byron McGregor. And we were hoping we could hear some of you people there.
I don't know if we have that. Case, do we have that around?
I don't have it with me.
Don't have The Americans by Byron McGregor. Byron was on the air live earlier.
Oh,
we had him. Maybe you could do it over the phone for us. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, well, great. And thanks again. And, Dick, you're doing a great job.
Well, thank
you. We love your team, too.
Thanks, Mom. Happy Mother's Day.
Thanks again.
So long. Bye-bye. Casey just signed a new contract. Casey Kasem did with Westwood One, which is the outfit that owns NBC these days. Very large organization.
And Mutual as well.
And the Mutual Radio Network as well. That's right, yeah. And you are going to syndicate your American Top 40, or whatever you would call it, on a new bunch of stations starting in January.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure, you know, how many new stations there'll be. Some of them will be the same stations, mm-hmm. I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not to say that I haven't enjoyed my relationship and continue to enjoy my relationship with ABC, I have,
mm-hmm.
and the people that I work with, you know, will always be personal friends of mine,
sure.
whether we work together in the future or not.
Mm-hmm.
And I will always feel as though, you know, my relationship has been a happy marriage with ABC.
How many years?
Well, let's see, 5 years only, but with mm-hmm. Watermark going back to the very beginning. And then ABC was bought Watermark five or 6 years ago.
So how many years have you been doing the American Top 40?
We're going into a 19th year, July 4th.
Is it that long?
It's hard to believe, isn't it?
Wow.
Yeah, because it doesn't seem that long.
Did you have any idea at the time, Case, that it would work in to be such a successful thing?
I didn't think it would be quite as successful mm-hmm. as it's been, because now we're on 1,000 stations in about 50 or 60 countries around the world.
Wow.
That's including Armed Forces Radio,
mm-hmm.
but now we're on in places that I just never imagined, names that I can't pronounce in South
mm-hmm.
America, and
mm-hmm.
you know, and in the South Pacific and Asia.
Amazing.
We've been very successful, and I think the credit goes to the team. It takes
sure.
a team effort.
It always does. It always does.
Yeah.
There's the bag man on this show. But, Casey, you've got, I'm trying to think who else, Dick Clark certainly is a very well-known voice, but on radio in particular, could there be anybody else other than beside yourself that would be even close to you in terms of exposure on the radio with your voice being as familiar? Like Muhammad Ali, they always said, was the most familiar person around the world.
Yes.
Who would be in second place to you, voice wise?
You mean around the world?
Yeah, around the world.
I mean, somebody who's working
American,
in broadcast.
In broadcast, not President Reagan or anything like that.
I don't know, unless it's some of the guys who are on Armed Forces Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I think Charlie Tuna does a show every day on Armed Forces.
Oh, does he?
Radio.
I didn't know that. Not broadcast in the States, though,
no,
right? Yeah,
that's
okay,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know. I don't
mm-hmm.
think there are too many others.
Mm-hmm.
If there are, I don't know who they are.
Yeah. Charlie Van Dyke has sat in for you from time to time, right?
He
used to be a morning guy here in town.
Here?
Yeah, in CKLW, years ago. He was there. What, after you, Big Jim Edwards? Jim Edwards was, yeah. So.
Well, this town has had so many great disc jockeys, and of course, some of the greatest are still in town. including yourself. And this is a great DJ town, a great radio town, because it's always been so competitive.
That's exactly right. It remains. We're talking, was it Jim, you and I, Big Jim, earlier about, and Pat St. John, about what an incredible radio town this is. The dial in this town, as you said, Pat, in an interview that'll be on Channel 2 tonight, 6 o'clock news, is really, it's as good as anywhere in the country, if not better. And I guess the reason is the competitiveness. It's like when you go to New York or L.A., you would expect the talent to be a great deal better, but it really isn't, is it, Casey? I mean,
No, of course not.
It's just a bigger town, that's all.
That's all it is, and that's why disc jockeys who have left here and had that in mind have been successful.
Yeah.
Because they knew they were in a town that was very competitive. They knew that they were across the street from disc jockeys who were as good as any disc jockeys in the country, and that remains true. I mean, there's really no difference between the DJs here and the DJs in Los Angeles. You know, the fact that they're in L.A. gives them more opportunities for work.
That's right.
Maybe the only thing, and to get into acting and also into more voice work. But Detroit has a lot of voice work, too, doesn't it?
Oh, this is, the third leading advertising agency community in the country. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What Casey? You were in a bunch of movies, haven't you?
I did a bunch of them back in the, not a bunch of them. I've done maybe 12 or 15 movies. I think
that's a bunch to me.
Some of them are very memorable.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, the ones that nobody would remember for any reason, except there was one that I was rather proud of. I played a radio actor in the Orson Welles thriller, the night that panicked America, gets played every year around Halloween.
That's right. It does.
And that was the famous story about the invasion from Mars.
That's right,
and I played a radio actor in that, and that was really my biggest thrill in movie making.
Is that right?
Yeah, because I started out as a radio actor, and to have been in the show, the definitive broadcast show, or the story of it, was really a big thrill. It was as much a thrill for me as when I first did the Lone Ranger show.
Is that right?
Yeah.
No kidding. And the Lone Ranger show you did emanated from what building here?
We emanated from the living room of a mansion over in Indian Village on Jefferson Avenue.
Right next to Pinky's Restaurant?
No, next to Hakem's Grocery Store.
Hakem's Grocery
That's
Store.
Right, uh-huh.
That's like true. Casey Hakem, You didn't have a piece of the action there, huh?
No,
And it was just like a home, right?
It was a home. In the living room, there was a...
Hey, listen to this.
There we go.
Like magic.
Fiery horse.
Yeah, the speed of whatever.
No, him not Lama.
No, Tonto.
Plenty mean Kimosabe.
What role did you play? Like various bandits and so forth? Outlaws?
I played young people primarily. I had a voice range from about 12 to 25.
Yeah.
And I usually hit about the 16 or 17-year-olds. Some of them were nasty. Some of them were nice guys.
I see, yeah.
And it really began to qualify me for the kind of work that I did in cartoon shows years later when I did Robin on Batman.
Were you Scooby-Doo?
Shaggy on Scooby-Doo.
Him named Scoots.
No, Shaggy, Tonto. What can I tell you? All right, we'll be back with Casey Kasem in just a moment. 25 till 5 from
Z95.5. Z95.5, Detroit's best variety. Z95.5.